Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Larry Gleason, Trevor Harris, we are with you up until 8 o'clock this evening on this Thursday. Glad you could be with us. I appreciate it. If you don't go all the way with us this evening, you could always catch up. Just go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and you can review any of the interviews that we've done, not only tonight, but for the last couple of years, where they're all up there for you as well. Interesting spring around the state. USF, one of the last programs to kind of end their spring. There's no saying what's happening up there because they've done a tremendous job. Coach Alex Golish has put things into place, coming off a 6-6 season, but nevertheless a bowl win for the second straight year. They went out to Hawaii to do it. It was an active spring for the Bulls because of the fact that they have a lot of new faces and there's a lot of players that are vying for jobs. Sean Havens covers this program every day, every sport from Bulls247.com. He's kind enough to join us. Sean, thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate it. And kind of another busy spring at USF and a lot of new faces trying to get some jobs.
Yes, absolutely. They've brought in looks like about 17 transfers in the offseason, yeah. Which for a group of five, you know, that's kind of how it works. A lot of guys coming in, a lot of guys going out, but.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you bring up a good point. And the whole thing is a spring, you know, for the most part in the past, it was okay, you know, it came and gone. But now you need them. Never, because you got to see what you have going in the summer. You got to see where players are slotted, who's winning positions. Talk about that and some of the players who you thought maybe made some major strides during the spring.
Yeah, so there's a lot of new faces, a lot of names that still haven't come in yet. But there's definitely been a lot of nice plays made in the spring. There's a freshman quarterback that the staff has actually been raving about. His name, of course, is Lachlan Hewlett. He's a
from St. Augustine. Yep. Good.
Yes.
One.
Yes. So he came in earlier this spring, and he looks like he's passed up a couple quarterbacks on the depth chart already. And he's currently battling for the backup spot to Byron Brown.
Yeah. Talk about Byron Brown. Here's a guy that when we last left, he was hurt. Obviously, he got hurt earlier in the year, in the middle of the year. And this is somebody that University of Miami fans saw a lot of and thought that he was probably as exciting as any quarterback that they went up against last year. How's his health? And does he have an opportunity to lead this team to maybe a conference championship this year?
Yeah, so he's finally healthy. He was out all of last year. It was an injury that kind of felt like it lingered for a long time during the season. A lot of fans kept asking, hey, is he ready? And they'd say, oh, yep, he's healthy. And then he wouldn't go out. So it was kind of a long stretch of just kind of waiting. But we saw him a little bit in the bowl game. He looked better for sure. Maybe not 100%, but he's finally to the point where he's out there, he's running around, you know, doing what you want to see from a quarterback. And, you know, hopefully he's the guy to take us to hopefully a conference championship, because that is the goal at USF.
No doubt. Any other players kind of like jumped out at you? I mean, on the offensive side of the ball, because I know that, you know, the running back position, obviously some key losses there. Naquan Wright, who had a really good career at Florida and also USF, is no longer around. How does Quan Powell, has he looked like a guy that may get into that mix?
So he is still out with an injury from last season.
Okay.
He has not been playing during the spring, but he hopefully should be good to go once the fall camp comes around. And he'll be probably vying for maybe a backup spot. They brought in a couple transfers that'll probably be starter and backup in Cartavius Norton and Sam Franklin, who they just got from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. But they're probably their secret favorite is Alvin Isaac, who is a freshman. Actually, I believe he's a sophomore now. I believe he played in 5 or 6 games.
Okay.
But he is a shifty back. He kind of reminds me of Kelly Joyner, who they recently had, and he is a staff favorite. So he's going to be a fun player to watch.
Yeah, no doubt. Sean Havens joins us, Bulls247.com. Great site, great work that they do over there. It's certainly keeping everybody abreast on what's going on, not only in football, but all the sports. What about the wide receiver position? You lose a very reliable receiver in last year, somebody who was one of the surprises over a couple of years. But you got some names coming in there. That I remember the Moody Rubin kid and Keyshawn Singleton and, you know, a lot of guys that I remember, Chaz Nimrod, guys that have an opportunity to be pretty special. How does the receiver position look?
Yeah, so they bring back a couple guys from injury, including Jaden Alexis, who is from
South
Texas
Florida
originally.
Kid.
Yeah, he went to Texas out of high school, came back to USF. He played well 2 years ago before he got injured last year. But he's back and he should be ready to go. They bring in Chaz Nimrod, who is from Tennessee, who the staff really likes. It seems like maybe as a slot player in this offense, hopefully to replace the production of Sean Atkins, who you mentioned.
Yes.
And then they got Keyshawn Singleton, who came along really well last season. The last 4 or 5 games, he was probably their best receiver on the outside. And then, like you said, Moody Rubin from Stanford comes in as well. And then they have a couple younger guys that they like as well. So
right. On the defensive side of the ball, they bring back some kids, you know, from last year. Obviously, there's some new faces, you know, up front. I know that they're excited about Dre Butler, who's a graduate student, a guy I played over the last couple of years, especially with Jacob Merrifield. But they've got some players up front with Rico Watson, Bernard Goodson, and Matt Harris at linebacker. Talk about some of the defensive players that they're expecting, especially, and also I knew Boogsy Silvera, who another South Florida area kid.
Yeah, they seem to have a solid 2 deep from what I've seen. And this is probably led by their linebackers, Mac Harris and Jalen Schuler, who have been around seemingly for forever now. So they seem to have the linebacker spot pretty shored up. On the back ends, they were kind of hit and miss last season. They gave up a lot of yards, but within the red zone, they seem to play pretty well. So they have Deshaun Rucker, who played, I thought, really well last season at corner. He's originally from Tennessee. And then they have a younger kid, James Chenault, who was a freshman last season. I think he'll probably start this season or at least compete for that starting spot at corner. And then defensive line, there's a ton of new bodies there. They got just today, they got a kid, Devin Lee, out of Vanderbilt. They got Dre Butler and Jacob Merrifield, like you said. And then they got a couple younger guys on the edge that they really like as well, including Levi Smiley is one of them that they like.
And special teams are set, obviously, Nico Gramatica, guy who everybody in that area knows that name really well. Obviously, his dad played, for USF back in the day. And talk about what you think that this program may need, as far as portal coming up. I mean, because they're going to have another shot or two to get a couple more kids. You said they got somebody today, so it's an ongoing thing. What positions do you think that they really need to get before summer starts?
So just based off of the guys that I've talked to around the program, it seems like they want another wide receiver. It would probably be for depth purposes that can come in and spell some of the starters. They are hosting a Tyler Williams, which you may know.
Yes, originally.
Out of Lakeland. He went to Georgia, and then he was at Minnesota this year. But he's a player that they've wanted since high school. They're going to be hosting him hopefully this weekend. And that seems like a spot they're still looking at. And then also edge, defensive end, is another position that they're hosting a couple guys as well. So those are the two spots that I've heard about.
Good stuff. Sean, let everybody know how they can follow you. It's going to be a busy next couple of weeks, especially with a lot of the coaches out at, high school spring, obviously looking at some recruits for next year and the year after. Let everyone know how they can follow you on the website and also on social media.
Yeah, so I am Sean Havens. I work with 24/7 Sports. I am at Bulls247. I try and post every couple of days. I just posted yesterday a projected depth chart for this upcoming season. So that's kind of something I was working on for a little while. And just doing my best to cover USF as much as I can. So
you do a great job, and I appreciate it. And we'll hook up with you in a couple of weeks, see how things are going.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. It's been a while.
Anytime. Sean Havens from Bulls247.com does a tremendous job as USF. Yeah, don't mess with Golish. I'm telling you that. He's, they may not be, a Power Four school, but they're kind of angling as one, and certainly doing a great job.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.